Welcome to the Business Champion Show. Join us as we spotlight the heartbeat of our communities, the local businesses that shape our lives. From cozy bakeries to bustling bars, these enterprises become integral to our daily experience. Whether you're an entrepreneur or love supporting local greatness, tune in for deep insight. Let's celebrate and empower our community on every level. Sponsored by thebusinesschampion.com, your digital advocate for business success. Here's your host, Marietta Kammerer.
Quick word from our sponsor. Ready to take your brand to the next level? Advertise on the Business Champion Radio Show and let your business shine. Reach your audience through our awesome on-air opportunities. Contact advertising at thebusinesschampion.com.
Hello, welcome, good morning. I am your host, Marietta Kammerer. Hope all of you are great and doing well. Retirement isn't about growing old. It's about staying young forever, fueled by curiosity and guided by a purposeful heart. Just how we're staying young and ageless, we will share in today's show. Exploring the new career avenues in your golden years with real stories, real people. It can't get any more real than this. We are young at heart. We're curious. We have a purpose. We are alive. Meet my guest, Valerie Jochum, entrepreneur. Good morning, Valerie. How are you?
I am excellent this morning. Thank you, Marietta. Nice to be here with you.
Great. Thank you. Ray Meglio, he's an entrepreneur, actor, and a Life Talk podcast channel director. How are you? Good morning, Ray.
I'm well. How are you, Marietta?
Good. See how the titles get longer and longer? I need a second sheet of paper.
Absolutely. It'll take up half my resume now.
And, of course, Rich Tuthill, our engineer and the Business Champion contributor. Good morning.
Good morning, Marietta. It's been off to an interesting start.
Thank you for all of you for being here this morning. And I do have some announcements for the upcoming Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day from all of us. And for the Valentine's baby, Valerie Jochum, who is a real Valentine baby, she's a Valentine babe, the very best, happy birthday, and many, many more. And whenever you have that little clip ready, no, we'll have it later during the show. We'll play that for you. So I'm ready to rock.
All right, so am I.
A word from our sponsor. Struggling to grow your customer base? Let KMREducation.org be your guide. Our consultations are geared towards boosting your business and expanding your reach. Get ready for success. Contact info at KMREducation.org today.
Stop turning. You were standing there.
Exploring new career avenues in your golden years. Thank you for tuning in to WICC 600 AM and 107.3 FM. Yes, a successful person I'd like to introduce. Automobile sales career for decades. A leasing specialist. And thank you for being here this morning, because retirement doesn't mean the end. It's a fresh canvas for new adventures. Don't let age define your limits. Let it be the catalyst for a life reimagined. I'm so happy to introduce to you Valerie Jochum. Good morning again.
Well, good morning. A great come on. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Oh, yes. We'll get the trumpets out a little later on in the show. We can do a lot of things in half an hour. Anyway, Valerie, incredible when you're in sales like you have been for decades. I know right. a person has to be successful because nobody is kept in sales if they're not producing.
No.
So here's
exactly.
Would you share a little bit about your journey from selling cars to decades and becoming a monitor on a school bus? What inspired you to do this?
Well, to become the monitor or to get into cars? Because
well,
becoming
both.
A monitor was quite
both.
A fluke.
Yeah, do a little both, yes.
Okay, I'll do a little bit of both. To get into the car business, I mean, it starts from when I was young. I was always Miss Contrary and told there was many things I could not do. And I used to tell my dad I wanted to sell cars when I was little. And he would say I couldn't do that because that's what men do. And I was so disappointed at a young age. And as I got older and got married, they said, no, I don't want you to do that. That's an awful job. Well, end up single. I went and did what I want. I became very successful at it. You know, if I'm not successful, then the employer is not going to be successful. And you're right. They don't keep you.
They just don't keep you.
But,
that's right.
Yep. It's a very intense job. And I do well under intense situations. It's a good thing because I end up being a monitor. So let's go into that because
yes.
we're talking about our golden years and retirement years, right?
Mm-hmm.
It yes. was a fluke. Okay, I retired in February 2020 with plans to go to Morocco and vacation in April. Okay? When what happens? The dark curtain of COVID, bam, shuts down the world. Okay, travel is done. School is over. You know, there's something in the air. If you breathe it, if you touch somebody, walk near somebody, you're going to die, okay? And so that cloak was over me for the first year of 2020. I put everything on hold. I said, okay, I'm going to stay home and be safe. Did my gardening, did things in my home. I really was enjoying this year until that winter hit in 2020 when I had absolutely nothing to do. And it was like I was in lockdown. So that gave me a lot of time for self-contemplation. I went very deep, did a lot of studying, a lot of more self-help ideas, more therapy. And then in the spring, we were still under lockdown, and I did a lot of walking of my dogs. Yes, I'm getting to where I become a monitor.
Okay.
And it happened in a cemetery. I was walking my dogs through a cemetery. And we were tired, so I sat down on this huge gravestone, and I happened to look up, and I said, man, who would get a gravestone this big? It was like the size of my living room. So I had one name on there, and I go, huh, wonder who this cat was. So when I went home that day, I looked that cat up, and I fell in love with reading about this man who put this whole county together.
Hmm.
You know, including with, you know, IBM, EJ Shoe Store and all this. But I said, you know, I just love this person and I wish I could have worked for this person. And then I says, hey, wait a minute. Isn't there a school around here with that name on it? So I looked that up. I put the two together. I applied for a job and I was hired.
That's incredible.
I know. When you ask, you receive.
Mm-hmm. But
I
also,
needed to know who this man was.
Also, the journey to get you to that point, that is incredible. That's darling. Thank you for sharing that with us. Now, the automobile industry, same with the finance industry, very cold-hearted. So, but here, you're in a total different arena. You work with children every day.
Yeah.
You're with them all the time. You see their strength. Their weaknesses,
yes.
and you really
yes.
have to have an intellect to see this, but also the emotional intelligence to navigate them.
So, oh my gosh! Yes.
Yes.
You have to have intellect in both sales, as you know,
mm-hmm.
and around children. But you're right; it's so different with machinery. Okay, and in this sales, you go from no emotions or false emotions. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
To little people who are nothing but emotion.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a eye-waking experience for me to start working around children. I thought it was going to be fun. And I did have some fun the first year until I realized that these are little human beings. These aren't like little things I can like play with and show people about, you know, in sales. I'm trying to sell the kids to each other to be nice, play nice.
I love
you know,
it. Don't I love it. I back
person.
You up. It's darling.
It was crazy.
Really. Yeah. It's darling what you do.
It was crazy.
Now, you have a TikTok channel. What is the name? Would you please, tell us?
I don't really have a name for my TikTok channel. My name on there is Super Grandma Mom.
Okay, because here's what I wanted to say. Almost twice a week, you come on and you tell stories about what was happening on the bus daily.
Yes.
And I love that so much. And you are a real storyteller. Not everybody can do that. I'm still working on that, you know, so I love that very much. So I'm learning something from you, too, because I like to be able to do that. You know, I'm going to focus
That's
on
great.
That because it's a gift. It's just really great. And to captivate an audience. So I think we have to go for a break. He's nodding. Yes. So hold on.
Sure.
Don't go away, Valerie.
Okay.
A word from our sponsor, The Business Champion. Got thoughts? We want to hear them. Contact us at thebusinesschampion.com and share your insights. Your input shapes our journey, so tell us what you think and let's make strides together.
You're tuned into The Business Champion Show. Exploring new career avenues in your golden years. We're talking to Valerie. She's up from upstate New York. I like to bring in Ray Meglio because Ray was in the finance business, real estate business, still is, and he's pursuing a total different career. Ray, what do you say to all of this? Valerie being in the car business and now a monitor on a bus, and she loves it.
Hey, listen, I give her loads of credit because it's so much easier dealing with children than dealing with some of the customers that you get in the used car business or even the new car business. And I can tell you that from experience because, you know, I'm in the acting business now and I'm dealing with adult children.
Interesting. My God. How about you, Rich? How about, oh, he doesn't have, you know, okay. So, no, I totally get it. But it's nice because that also means you opened up a door to your heart because it takes heart. You can't do this work with the children because it's a career, it's work if your heart is not open. Why I say that? After we go through a stretch of time in our life journey, we've all been wounded. And what does that do then? We close our hearts. And it took me years to open up my heart again, too. So, and especially when you work with kids, but you also open up the door to your own inner child. Don't you think, Valerie?
Sometimes I wonder if my heart is really open.
It is open. Trust me. It is. It has to be.
It's, you know, it's such a confusing thing for me. I was listening to Ray and how he says, you know, he's in the acting now. He's dealing with adult children. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was in sales, I was acting. I always thought that was... You are
Absolutely.
An actor when you're in sales, okay?
Absolutely.
And for myself, it was actually easier for me to be an actor with these adult clients than it is for, personally, I'm talking about myself, to work with children. Children were never my bag. Ask my sons, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But this is a whole different set of little people. I mean, Marietta knows I have my monitor on the special needs bus. So these kids are not what I'm used to at all. I mean, they're not physically handicapped. and like they don't have myoglobinism or things like that, but they have life injuries to their brain. Some bad life has happened to these kids. And I just got to, like I said, I don't know if it's my heart that's open or not, but I got to be on my toes every second. And I have to teach them lessons. I feel I have to teach them lessons that they're definitely not learning in the home situations that they're under. And, yeah, my heart goes out to them, but I can't let my heart lead me in this circumstance. I have to use my brain constantly. And it honestly can suck the life out of you by the end of the day. I need to tell these stories. It's therapy for me.
True. Trust me. Trust me. Yes, your brain first, but your heart is right there. It's right there, whether you realize it or not. You can't work with kids unless the heart is there. I've learned that in life. And when I opened up my heart and worked with my own inner child, yeah, then it even took some time. So these situations, the journey that you're on, your heart is open and your heart gets wider and wider and bigger. And I already know because you tell the story how each person got a little Valentine bag. A lot of people say, yeah, so yeah. What? No. There was a big story behind it. Unfortunately, we won't have time to get into that, but we will have you back on the show. And I do want to ask you, I don't want you to run. Can you quickly give us a typical day as a monitor on the bus? What happens?
Well, just a typical day. Mornings are usually completely different from the afternoons, but, a typical day, I'm up every day at 4. We're pulling out with the bus at 6 o'clock. It's still dark, and these children live all over the county. It's not like they live in one neighborhood, okay? So it takes a good hour and a half to pick up 7 children, and then it's an hour drive to their school.
Oh, boy.
And during this, and when you have children who have behavior difficulties, and they all can't stand each other. In the beginning, it was war, but I've got them to the point now to know that this bus is a safe place for all of us, and I think it's a good idea to rest. So they rest and sleep in the morning, and in the afternoons, it's different because since they've been in school all day, they are triggered by everything that can trigger them, and they come out of the schools. I'm watching them punching, kicking teachers, monitors. They're being carried out by 2 or 3 adults to get them on the bus. But the great thing is now they no longer do this when they get on the bus. When they are put at the door, I'm standing there, and I just say, "Why, good afternoon." And I give them and I say their name, and they get on the bus, and they sit down. And then when everybody's present, I said, "Well, let's talk about what happened today." And even if they don't want to talk, I make them.
You know what, Valerie, you give them safety. They will feel safe with you. They are feeling safe with you more and more and more. So I know I got to go for a break, and then I'll bring Ray in. So, Valerie, don't go away.
Okay.
Word from our sponsor. Join us in making a difference. Explore exciting volunteer opportunities with the Business Champion and KMAREducation.org. Be a part of positive change and impact lives. Ready to make a difference? Contact info@KMAREducation.org.
Well, now I'm going to tell you how you're going to stay young. I have a little problem with my headset. That's what I promised I would tell you, and I will tell you. I stay young because it starts with me. I stay young by constantly creating projects that are of interest to me. So children are of interest. Adults, to enhance skills and talents, and also keeping retired people really busy if they want to become mentors. Now, I'm looking for people that have international work experience, people that have lived all over the world, like myself. I have work experience, 10 years in Europe. So we want people like that to enter our mentor programs. So you have to have heart. Without heart, it's not going to work, and a deep interest of passing on your knowledge. It took all this time to get to the point where we're at. So I will never age, and without telling our ages, we're up there. We've been around the block a few times. That's all you need to know. You get the message, right, everybody? So I'm going to bring Ray in, because Ray, you know from television and the movies, but that doesn't matter right now. Ray has a heart as well. So here you go. What are we going to do, director, podcast director?
Well, you know, first of all, our focus on the podcast has been targeted at women who are 50 and over, who have lived their lives, have raised their children and their families, have had careers, and now they find themselves empty nesters in most cases. They are not sure what to do with themselves. They have, in many instances, they have self-esteem issues. And what we're trying to do there is to give them a new vision, shed some light on what the next chapter of their lives can be. And that can be volunteerism, it can be consulting, it can be whatever you want it to be. It can be a school bus monitor. Okay. Mm-hmm. And we certainly have the expert on that on the show today.
Darn right we do.
But I think
more
that,
people do
you
it.
Know, and while our focus has been primarily on women, we are not trying to exclude men from this, because we go through it as well. I know after a very successful financial career, one day I came in to find myself downsized. And, you know, and at 50-something years old, I questioned, what do I do now? And mm-hmm. I thought it would be a piece of cake. Guess what? It wasn't. I think I sent out about 1,000 resumes, had gone on many, many interviews. And unfortunately, I was overqualified. So I started to do consulting. And when I was doing consulting, I started to network with people, which is a key. You know, I think for anyone who has been out of the mainstream and who wants to get back into doing something useful, something productive, something to make them feel alive again, I think that networking is really the key. And this is what this show is trying to do, both on Marietta's radio show, in her writings, and on our podcast. We're trying to bring like-minded people together. Doesn't mean we all have the same skill sets, but we certainly do have the same goals and objectives, and that is to live our lives productively.
Yes.
For the remainder of our lives.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And having been self-employed for 40 years, I'm used to creating projects very quickly and putting them up, and then I, you know, have to redo them again constantly, back and forth. You need to create your own opportunities, and we can show that to you. I'm really fluent at this for 40 years. And let's face it, men, the boys here, it's exciting to work with me, right? Right, Rich? You better say yes.
Oh, it's never a dull moment.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. We live for it.
Oh.
Wow.
Valerie, I didn't pay him to say that. Isn't that funny? But he really says, oh, I really have to top this one now.
Well,
thank
wow.
you. Thank you, Ray.
I don't get paid at all, so what am I doing here on a Saturday morning?
There you go.
Yeah,
me
yeah,
too,
yeah, yeah.
Ray. We're
yeah.
out.
No, but I enjoy all of you so much. You bring so much to the table. So, we have to go for one more break.
Okay. Just leave.
A word from our sponsor. Don't let algorithms control your business destiny. Rely on more than just social media. Build a robust strategy that includes diverse channels for lasting success. Take charge and stand out in the real world. Contact advertising at thebusinesschampion.com.
Okay, I just wanted to tell everybody there's speed networking. There's a speed networking event in Monroe from the Monroe Chamber. I have the person who's in charge of that on May the 2nd. Not May the 2nd. What am I talking about? March the 2nd. So that's interesting. Anyway, I don't have enough time to get into it. I'll tell you next week. I'm also in collaboration with the Winston School, and we're looking at interns to work with us. And I have to see what qualifications, what skills and talents, what interests they have, so then I can tell them and I can assign to them what I would like them to do. So, but it's always about communication and self-esteem. So, and anyway, I'll get into that a little further next week as well. So, we got to wrap it up. Valerie, what would you say to our audience?
Well, I think to the older people, the older generation, it's never too late to redefine who you are. Try something different.
Yes.
And you're more diverse than you can think.
Yes. And how about you, Ray?
I say go for it.
Yes.
It's never too late. Never too late.
And how about you, Rich?
Absolutely. I've had several business career changes over the years.
That's all? You've been in broadcasting for 16 years, and you were a technician for Xerox.
Correct.
For all
these I did years. That for 25 years.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, this covers a long time. As we said, we don't give our ages, but I'm past that half century mark.
Well, we're ageless, so all people need to know we're around the block. We've gone around the block a few times. That's all we care about. Yeah. We have international work experience here. We know a thing or two, and those are the people at mentors. And that have the heart in the right place. Without heart, it's not going to be successful. So how much time do we have up? Do we have time to play a little birthday song for Valerie?
Oh.
He's looking. There you go.
Oh, well, thank you.
Happy birthday, Valerie.
Happy birthday. And many, 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 many
more. Yeah. That's so sweet. Thank you so much.
So, Valerie, I know you have a wealth of information. You're also a leasing specialist. We're going to have you on again with that topic. But for today, I want to wish everybody a great week, a great weekend. Happy Valentine's Day. Don't spend so much money. Do things at home. Cook at home. Right, Rich?
Absolutely.
You know? So anyway, I'm going to get off air now. Thank you to my guests, and we'll see you next week, everybody.
Thank
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much.
Thank you,
Bye-bye.
Valerie and Ray
Bye.
And Rich.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.